Well, the Australian share market has followed a host of other global markets lower in early trade on Tuesday, reflecting investor concerns in relation to the rapid spread of the coronavirus. As the ASX 200 has sold off quite aggressively in the opening hour of trade. Thereafter, it was able to consolidate, and even though it's down by about 1.5% at the minute, it is actually showing some signs of recovery off the worst levels of the day. So the reference point that investors have in relation to this outbreak goes back to the early 2000s when we saw the spread of the SARS virus. The benchmark that people are operating by is that around 700 perished, unfortunately, in the midst of that outbreak, and there are around 8,000 infections. So the rapid spread, as I said, is what is concerning investors at the moment, and also the fact that it's happening at a time where you have a great number of people travelling around Asia for the Lunar New Year celebration. So it's a watching brief at the moment, and we are seeing safe havens sought out quite aggressively. That's why gold prices are doing quite nicely at the moment, and miners of the yellow metal are noted improvers on the ASX 200 today. So Northern Star and Saracen stand out with gains of around 3%. Another safe haven of sorts is CSL. So even though the broader market's selling off, we're seeing a small improvement for the blood products maker. But other stocks that are geared towards leisure and travel and hospitality in general globally have been marked down aggressively, and that's what we're seeing in early trade today. So Webjet, for example, is down by the most part of 10%. Qantas is down by around 4%, and Flight Centre is down by around 3%. More broadly, we've got energy stocks also losing quite a bit of ground. Santos and Woodside Petroleum down by around 3%. Banks are also a substantial weight on the market this morning. We've got all of the big four down by at least a percent, or ANZ, which is down by around 1.6%. Oil search is being compounded by the weakness in energy by its quarterly production report. It met expectations, which were downgraded, but more specifically, the costs outside production costs are expected to increase, and that has been a sticking point for investors, and that's why that stock's down by an outsized amount compared to other energy stocks. The other thing to keep in mind is that whilst there's no question that the coronavirus and its potential impact is a substantial issue for the markets, the swiftness of the retreat has got everything to do with the fact that these markets are around record highs, and that it wouldn't take much of a catalyst to be used as an excuse for selling. So there is something in that to be mindful of, the potential for these markets to bottom out sooner rather than not. And the Aussie dollar is under pressure, as you would reasonably expect at this point in time, so it's back to around 67.5 US cents.